Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Jason, thank you for engineering. Class, today is polling day. It's the day that people announce to the government their choice of the evil of two or more lessers. That's when they go and they pull levers, push buttons, circle dots, and announce with a serialized ballot who they think will do the least damage of the choices that they have. They will select, as if their vote made a difference, the lesser of multiple evils, typically two evils. It's also known as, in my world, as trader trade-in day. So this is the day when you trade your current trader for a new trader or a trader to be. Just my thoughts. I know my vote doesn't count, and I know people will jump up and down and say, Vinny, you've lost your mind. Are you kidding me? You're not going to vote. And I'm going to say, yeah, that's right. I'm not going to vote because I don't believe elections are fair, and I will not participate in the fraud. I will not waste my time. Bert's with us. Welcome, Bert.
Hey, Vin. Happy Election Day. So, Vin, I have a question.
Hold it. I don't know if I heard that right. Was that E election with an E or C election with an S?
Well, I guess your pick.
Okay. My thought is Trader Selection Day, where they select for us the trader of their choice. That's the way I look at it.
Well, okay. So I'm curious, in your neck of the woods over there in southwest Missouri, when you go into Marshfield or Stratford or Springfield to vote, if you were going to vote, do the majority of people now in your neck of the woods, do they go by horseback or by auto, you know, mechanized vehicle?
Well, I think they've been saving up their money to get enough funds together to put some fuel, small amount of fuel in their tanks of their vehicles to drive over there, because everything's far. You know, the towns out here, believe it or not, class, towns are situated about roughly 10 miles apart, maybe 12, maybe 15. And the reason for that is that's how long a person could ride on a horse to get there, you know, get the, go to the dry goods or go to the general store, pack up the supplies either in the horse-drawn wagon or on the saddlebags of a horse and ride back home.
Okay? And get some water for the horse.
Yeah. Well, a horse is going to need water, right? Absolutely.
Yeah.
So it was an all-day adventure to go, you know, to pick up supplies. And people didn't go all the time. And that's why, if you notice in the countryside, that's why there's the spacing of towns. And some businesses have tried to set up shop in between those two points, the 10 or 15 or 10, 12, 15 miles apart. And it doesn't work because people have said, you know, have figured out that why should I go to that little place in between when I can go twice the distance, like six more miles, and I go to the big town where they've got everything. They've got maybe a Chinese factory outlet, maybe they have a McDonald's, you know, that kind of thing. So the little towns that are trying, or the little shops that are trying to spring up in between, just flat out don't work it. It doesn't matter what's a gas station. Yeah. It doesn't matter what it is. It doesn't work.
Okay.
At least out here.
Yeah.
So,
but I'm guessing if you go into Marshfield or Lebanon to vote and you're in a Tesla, you might be out of luck if you need a recharge.
You know, I don't go out too much, but I'm sure they have electricity in Marshfield and Lebanon, but you might have to bring your own charger. You know, knock on somebody's door, you know, some cabin, and say, y'all have any 20 amp circuits? And I was thinking, I got my own extension cord and I got my charger, and I figure I won't be here for more than maybe 3 days.
Yeah, and it's interesting you say that, Vince. For class, a 110 or 120 circuit could be either 15 or 20 amps, and there's a slightly different. You know, we're getting into the weeds here. There's a slightly different receptacle, and you have a different breaker. But the reason I say that is the charger they give you with your electric car is a level one charger for 110 or 120, but it typically needs a 20-amp circuit. And I can personally attest that I've plugged them into 15-amp circuits and blown the breaker, or sometimes even in a 20-amp circuit, you'll blow the breaker because there's something else already operating on it, you know, a refrigerator or coffee maker or something else. So
Wait. So you're saying, Bert, you can't run a refrigerator on the same circuit as a charger for an electric vehicle? I know you're correct.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. But the way circuits are deployed in most houses, there's not just one circuit per outlet. There's a string, one outlet per circuit. There's usually a string of outlets. So, for example, if you're in a garage, you know, a car, where you park your car in your house, for example, you might have four outlets, one on each wall, just for example. And they're probably all on the same circuit breaker. So a person might have that freezer plugged in the garage in one of those outlets, pull the car in and go to charge it with the provided by the manufacturer charger and trip the breaker. Absolutely correct.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying. So the way I did it, though, is, and it's the recommended way for class, is to put in a dedicated 220 circuit. Typically, it's a 40-amp circuit, and put in a dedicated circuit with dedicated circuit breaker, dedicated wire, dedicated receptacle that your charger will plug into. In my case, it plugs in. You can hardwire it in, and then you know you're getting that dedicated 40 amps for the EV, and nothing else is going to trip it. Now, if you exceed your whole house amps, you could still trip your master breaker, but that's the best way to do it. Unfortunately, most people who buy EVs don't know how to do that. The good news is they can hire an electrician who usually does, and for about a $500 or $1,000, they'll come over to your house and put it in for you. But you or I know how to do that ourselves. Although I don't
What a great idea, Bert. So let me see if I've got this right. Help me flesh this out. So a person goes and buys an electric vehicle, and the salesman says, this is great. It comes with a charger. You're all set.
Yeah.
Guy goes home, plugs it in, finds out that he can either use the charger or the freezer in his garage, but not both. And so he says, all right, so what do I do? And calls the salesman. The salesman says, oh, okay. So my brother-in-law is a real good guy. You'll like him. He'll wire that new circuit that you're going to need, and materials and labor, between $500 and $1,000, and we'll get you all fixed up in a couple weeks.
Well, plus the charger events, which might be another $500 or $1,000.
Oh.
And by the way, there's just for class, when you get an EV charger, there's actually no smarts in it. All it is protective devices, relays, and a nice long cable in a plastic box, but all the electronics and smarts for charging your car are in your car. And the reason for that is every car is a little different. It has its own idiosyncrasies of how you want to charge the batteries. Could be different battery technologies. So the charger's actually kind of a dumb safety box with a nice look and a
Class, I just want to let you know, no calls today. Bert has a syllabus that is absolutely outstanding. So no calls today, please. So, Bert, just let's flesh this out just a little bit more. So you mentioned 40 amp here. So I wired our house, and it's got a lot of breakers. It actually has many, many circuit breaker panels, and two of them are 40 spaces each, and one of them is 32 spaces. So I'm thinking we probably have around 150 circuit breakers on our farm between our house and the barn and the garage. Okay, so you mentioned 40 amps. 40 amps is a large circuit breaker for a home. And I can tell you this definitively because I have an air compressor in our shop, in our automotive shop. An air compressor. And this thing is a twin cylinder, 60 gallon, this 220 volts, this thing thunders. When this thing fires up, you can hear it outside the shop. I mean, it's loud and it's big. And it runs on 20 amps. We have the barn, the entire barn, which is 40 feet wide, 120 feet long, and it's got lights every 10 feet. It's got about 100 light bulbs. Now, they're LED and compact fluorescent light bulbs. But they're every 10 feet, and there are four rows of them, and roughly. And that plus other equipment that's in the barn. We have a welder, a stick welder. We have a MIG welder that we use in the barn. And that, the whole barn, runs on 30 amperes. We have a well that is about 328 feet deep. It's got a big, big submersible pump. It runs on 20 ampere hours. We have a whole house heat pump slash air conditioning system. We only use it in the summer for air conditioning. And it's huge. It's over 4 feet tall. This is a 4-ton heat pump. It has a 30-ampere circuit breaker. What I'm trying to say, class, is 40 amperes is huge when you put it in perspective of powering a whole barn, powering a... And you know that your lights dim when your air conditioning compressor kicks on. You know that if you have a big air compressor in your shop, you know that the lights dim when that guy comes on, too. So this 40 amps is huge, Bert. Absolutely huge. Yep. Would you care to comment?
40 amps is a lot. And by the way, if you're doing it, if you're putting in the breaker or doing anything on your 220 line or doing anything with what's coming out of that breaker, turn it off or, you know, and wear gloves because that breaker and that circuit can kill you. 220 can kill you. You know, 110, I'm used to it. I've been doing electrical work since a kid, and you don't like it, but it's not going to kill you. But just for class, if you're playing with your 40-amp 220 breaker, kill the master power to your panel where you start putting that circuit in.
Yeah, and work with one hand. Work with one hand. Now, the reason for that is you can't shock across your heart if you're working with one hand. Okay? If you touch the ground and a hot leg, you go from one hand across your through your arms, across your chest, down the other arm to your hand. Work with one hand. One hand.
Sort of like firearm safety.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Bert's with us. And, Bert, I have one, two, three, four, five lessons from 5 Minute University I'd like to weave into today's class. If that's okay with you, we can do it throughout the class, because I know you have a complete syllabus. But I just wanted to mention that that is a lesson in 5 Minute University, working with electricity with one hand. That doesn't mean put your hand in your pocket, because if you were to fall, you wouldn't be able to catch yourself as well. What it really means is if you're leaning against the electrical panel with one hand and working with the other hand, the electrical panel itself is typically grounded in many cases. Not all, but many cases. And if that's the case, the electrical path would be, let's say if you're working with a screwdriver on a circuit breaker and that circuit is energized, that if your fingers touch the metal part of the screwdriver, the electricity will travel from the screwdriver through your hand, across your chest, and across your heart, across your heart, through to the other hand, which is touching the breaker panel. Bad thing to do. I only work on electricity most of the time with the main breaker off and with one hand. And I insulate the shaft of a screwdriver all the way to the tip, except for the last 1 inch. And I insulate it with what? What typically works is if I have one of those orange extension cords, and I have a piece that of the insulation, I don't throw them away. I don't, I have a piece of wire from of all kinds of power cords, and I use that orange insulation, and I slide that over the shaft of the screwdriver. Now, some screwdrivers, I will slide a three wire with ground, like a lighting circuit, 14-3 with ground, which is typically yellow, or 12-3 with ground, that would be yellow, or white, and I slide that over the the shaft of the screwdrivers, only for the ones that I'm using for electrical work. And I have separate screwdrivers that I use only for electrical work because I want the tips perfect. I don't want them rounded. I want them square, straight, and sharp edges so that they don't slip off the circuit breakers. We've got Greg. Greg is on the air with us. Greg is the only call we're going to take today. No calls today. Greg, you must not have heard me, but welcome.
Yeah, thank you. I have an idea. This is for 2024. It's a green charging station for electric vehicle. We're going to need a football field, and we're going to have 40 bicycles on there. There's going to be at least four shifts because it's a very high energy job to run these bicycles to charge an electric vehicle. We're also going to need an Amish style hotel without electricity so that we can provide housing for these people to charge this electric vehicle. Your thoughts on that?
Well, I do have some thoughts, and there was a guy that came to our expo, and he kind of set up shop. I didn't know he was going to do it. He set up shop with this, exactly that, a bicycle with a generator. And he was saying, you know, you all can, you know, run your appliances, you know, in your home when this thing is nonsense. Nonsense. Here's the numbers. A human in pretty good shape riding a bicycle can produce about 1/10 of 1 horsepower. 1/10 of 1 horsepower. But that's not all day, because people get tired riding bicycles. Just try riding a bicycle uphill. That's what this would be like. This isn't coasting downhill. This isn't on a flat terrain. This is going uphill. That's what this would be like. Okay? 1/10 of a horsepower one guy could generate for a while, maybe 15 minutes. And so you'd need 10 people riding bicycles simultaneously to equal 1 horsepower. 1 horsepower is 746 watts. Now, Bert, why don't we do the conversion? You're pretty good at math.
We can't consider this green because that's right. There's going to be a lot of heavy breathing, a lot of CO2 output.
Right.
So
well,
maybe we'll need some carbon credits.
Okay. Well, let's flesh this out for just a second since you mentioned this, Greg. So, Bert, one person is good for 1/10 of a horsepower, or about 746 watts for 1 horsepower. So, we'll say 75 watts. A person's good for 75 watts. When we come back, would you tell us how many people it would take to charge one electric vehicle for one trip? How many people riding a bicycle at 75 watts apiece, assuming they didn't get tired? Can you do that simple arithmetic during the break? Yes or no?
I'll take a stab at it.
Sounds good. Okay, we'll be right back. Greg, please stay with us.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Powerball drawing was delayed Monday, and it's likely that official results won't be known until sometime Tuesday. The Multi-State Lottery Association said in a statement, the record-breaking $1.9 billion Powerball drawing, before taxes, was delayed because of a participating lottery had issue processing sales. As Americans worry about inflation, the border crisis, gas, food prices, plummeting 401ks, America's lost energy independence, President Biden continues to demonize Americans and the GOP with hateful rhetoric on the campaign trail. Energized Republicans are eager to get back into power, working to break the Democrats' one-party hold in Washington. Today is Election Day. Subtropical storm Nicole was located about 415 miles east-northeast of the Bahamas as of 1 a.m. Eastern Tuesday. 45-mile-an-hour winds and a lot of moisture is on the way to South Florida. USA Radio News.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Watch it.
I know there's something happening.
It's
going to
be sliding.
What are
today's hot...
When you go to the
TV,
for 2 seconds...
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Finelli.
Bert's with us. Greg called in, and Greg has suggested that we get a rent a... he didn't say this, but rent a football field and get some bicycles and get some people on bicycles to charge an electric vehicle. Bert, did you come up with a calculation?
Yeah, to build a football field up to charge the Teslas, you need 46,000 bicyclists on with generators.
And to charge at one time, 46,000?
To charge the football field full of Teslas.
No, wait. Is this one? How many Teslas? How many Teslas are we talking about?
3,150.
Okay, so for 3,150 Teslas, it would take how many thousand people on bicycles?
46,000.
Okay, bicyclists. Okay, now here's what I did. So I figured that at about 75 watts apiece, it would take 128 people to produce 40 amperes of current at 240 volts. Okay. A 100 ampere hour car battery would take 128 people 2.5 hours to charge. I'm talking about a car battery. So it's amazing, amazing how much current the electrical devices that we have use. However, electricity is the least expensive form of energy I can think of. There's nothing I can think of that provides more energy per unit of cost or dollar than electricity. It can do more work. 10 cents worth of electricity here in Missouri can do the work of one horse for an hour. Nothing. Nothing is as cheap as that.
Well,
you can't even feed a horse for 10 cents for an hour.
Propane can be fairly economical. Propane tank.
Yeah, but not. I don't think it's as economical as electricity. When if you just have a flame to heat, yeah, that makes sense. But if you're going to use propane to move a piston in a reciprocating motion engine, you know, too much losses. But you know, so Greg, any comments?
Yeah, you might want to have a cardiologist on hand, maybe a mortician, because there's a lot of these people have probably taken the jab and might get, you know, those physical activity seems to cause a lot of heart attacks and stroke.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, here's another. Of course, we're gonna have to feed them too.
Yeah, here's one. Increase the bathrooms.
Yeah, yeah. Here's another way of looking at this. Class, you've all been on bicycles, right? And it's hard enough to get that precision bicycle that is designed to have the least amount of friction to get you from point A to point B. It's hard enough to pedal that to just move yourself, let alone pedal a bicycle to charge a battery to move an entire car. It cannot be done. That's why no one's done it. That is why no one has pedaled a Tesla across the United States. It can't be done.
How many of them have made it across the United States without internal combustion engines, coal-fired power, natural gas? How many of them?
Not many.
None. There you go. Probably not.
Greg, thanks so much for calling in. I'll see you on Friday.
Sounds good.
All right. That's Greg Lesher in Utah. No calls today.
Didn't you power a bicycle for the Marine HF radio during the war in Bora Bora?
You know, Bert, seriously, I did have a bicycle with a generator. I really did. In the 1960s, class, you could buy from a Japanese manufacturer, you could buy them in the United States, and this was a spring tension device that would, there was a small generator the size of your closed fist, actually a little smaller. And it had a knurled end on the end of a shaft, which was connected to the generator, which is really a little motor. And you could flip this little latch, and it would put the spring tension against the rubber part of the sidewall of the tire. And as you were riding, that generator would generate a light. And I'll tell you what, you knew it when that light was being powered by that little tiny generator, probably double the amount of energy that you needed to push against the pedal so you could see where you're going. No kidding. It took a lot of effort to turn that generator to move that little tiny headlight and that little tiny taillight. And I'm talking about small headlight, small taillight. I'm not talking about like a car headlight. I'm talking about like the equivalent of a flashlight light back, you know, when we had two D-cells running a flashlight. Back to you, Bert.
Yeah, well, but there is auxiliary power because if you remember Fred Flintstone, when he had his car, if he needed extra power, there was a panel underneath where you could use your feet to, you know, augment the little dinosaur engine under the hood.
I had a bicycle, and I put a two-cycle engine on it. And literally, two-cycle engine. It kind of like the size of an engine you'd see on a chainsaw. It's two-cycle. And probably about 3/4 to 1 horsepower. And that's how much horsepower it took to move that bicycle 20 miles an hour, literally. So we are about a tenth of a horsepower. So there's this. I don't think people that buy Teslas really understand these electric vehicles, really understand how much electricity they actually use and how much work it is to generate that electricity. Here at the farm, I have a little generator. It's a hand crank generator. And it has three permanent magnets shaped in a U over the generator itself. And you turn this crank, and you can put a 10-watt light bulb in there, and you can turn it pretty quickly. You put a 100-watt light bulb in there, and you can hardly turn it. You can hardly turn the crank. That's to demonstrate how much effort it is to create or generate some electricity. So, Bert, you've got some really great lessons today. Why don't we start with the first one?
Well, first one, we were going to talk about the markets, and we'll just spend 60 seconds on it. Stock market is up today and up yesterday, and Vince, I'm not a member of either major political party, but I think what the stock market is sensing is up 400 yesterday and 380 on the Dow as we speak. I think it's sensing that one-party rule may be coming to an end. And class, generally, when the government is split, it can do less. And that usually means less regulation, less bills, less spending that has caused the inflation we have now. So that's perceived as a good thing in terms of the economy. So I would hazard to guess that the reason the stock market has been doing well the last couple of days, which is counter trend because it's been down all year, is because the market senses that we're coming to an end of one-party rule that's been governing our country for the past 2 years. So just throw that out there for class.
Okay. And also, on the negative side, when you have these warring factions, like Democrats fighting Republicans and vice versa, that is one of the indicators that violent civil unrest is right around the corner. Right around the corner. Happened in World War II. Happened in Germany. Right? Happened in Italy. Right? So, I've been saying that the Civil War, the Second American Civil War, combined with the Second American Revolution, has already started. It started a couple of years ago. And it's just simmering. And it hasn't reached the lead flying state yet. I mean, there's some lead flying, but not to the point where people are really worried. But they will be. They will be. The cities are in shambles, and I don't care what city it is. It's in shambles. Crime rate is up, up, up. And those are all indicators of the civil and revolution to come. Back to you, Bert.
Okay. Well, I'll disagree a little that I think there's hope that we can get things done through change. But I will say where I am here in Silicon Valley, we are having something, there is despair and people can't figure out what's going on because they're getting laid off. We have, for the first time in many years, I'm going to say the first time since the big downturn in 2008, we're having layoffs at all the major Silicon Valley companies. And this has gone, obviously Twitter laid off half their staff. Well, Twitter employees weren't very productive. But Facebook, now known as Meta, just announced a large-scale layoff, and it's in process this week. And all the major companies have, to one extent or another, laid off employees. Netflix had a layoff, not that big. But so it's something that's catching a lot of people by surprise because a lot of the, especially the younger employees at these companies, they don't even know what a layoff is. They don't, doesn't really compute. They don't get it. So it's something, as I said, we haven't seen in, 14 years, something like that. So it's pretty pretty big news out here in Silicon Valley. So that's going on. But meanwhile, news story just hit today that everyone said how, oh, Twitter's going down the tubes and don't advertise on it. Well, report just came through that actually, despite all the actors or so-called famous people that said they're abandoning Twitter, that Twitter usage has actually increased since Elon Musk purchased the company, which is a little surprising because that's not what you normally hear on the news. But a news report from, I'm trying to find the source here, from The Verge has said that Twitter growth has hit an all-time high. And since the first full week of Musk's ownership, it has crossed 250 million users. So, and I don't know if that's users or tweets. It says daily active user growth hit an all-time high and crossed 250 million. And they're saying that's at least a 20% spike in growth for Twitter. So, very interesting. 238 million monetized daily active users, according to the latest report. And that has now crossed 250 million after Musk purchased the company last week. Interesting.
Bert, you're a CEO of a corporation right this moment, and you've been a CEO of numerous corporations. I know for a fact, and I know what some of them are. If I said to you 20 years ago, hey, Bert, let's start a company, and we will send messages across the Internet, and just short ones, and we're going to make a killing, would that compute?
Well, if you go back 30 years, we wouldn't have known what the Internet was.
Yeah, but would it compute that, hey, Bert, we're going to be multi-billionaires. We'll be the richest people on the planet. All we have to do is short messages.
No, wouldn't compute.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Bert's with us. And, Bert, I've got a short lesson from 5 Minute University. It's really, really pretty quick, I think. So we have a Jeep, a 1995 Jeep Wrangler that we use on the farm. And it's great because it has a, it's got windshield wipers, it's got heat, it's got doors, it's got a hard top, got big fat Jeep tires on it compared to, you know, a four-wheeler. And it's got four-wheel drive and two-wheel drive, it's got a big gas tank, like 15 gallons. It's got room for the dog, it's perfect. It's old. It's got a couple hundred, maybe a quarter of a million miles on it. But it's perfect right around the farm. So we went to use it and wouldn't start. You know, turn the key, nothing, no sound of the engine turning over. So obviously something going on with the starter or the wiring. So I decided to test the starter. So I just took I made a jumper cable with an alligator clip on each end, number 12 stranded wire, maybe 5 feet long, and I put one end on the solenoid for the starter. It's a small terminal. Typically, the starters have, they're grounded on one side, and they have a big lug that is the positive cable on the other side, and then there is a solenoid that engages. It's like a big switch. It's a cylindrical device about the size of a tube of, the center tube of toilet paper, and that solenoid engages a heavy contacts of the switch to engage the starter. Starter has a lot of current draw. So I tested the starter by putting that alligator clip on the solenoid terminal and the other end on the positive side of the battery, and you know, sure enough, it turned over. That told me the starter was good. This is a 5 minute university lesson. Okay, so that points to one of two things. There's a little relay in the fuse box under the hood, and it could be that, or it could be the fuse for the ignition circuitry, or it could be the ignition switch, one of those. So the fuse had was blown, and it's a 40 ampere fuse, and it's called a maxi fuse. So it's a blade fuse, and they're $6 a piece. $6 for one of these little fuses. And I didn't have one of those. But I have like a couple hundred of the next smaller size, but still in 40 amps, but it wouldn't fit. So I made an adapter. I made an adapter with a fuse holder, and I put one of these little ATC or ATO flat blade fuses in there, and I put some terminal ends on this fuse holder. I stuffed it in a fuse box. And it worked. And the reason is, I didn't want to test this thing with $6 fuses and blow one, the next, the next, the next. Pretty soon I'd be up to $50. And I didn't want to do that. But I didn't mind putting these little 40-amp fuses, which carry the same amount of current, but I had to make an adapter for it. Now, you can buy 25 of these 40-amp smaller size, smaller physical size, ATC or ATO flat blade fuses at Walmart for $11. 25 of them for $11 or 44 cents a piece. Or you can get like a 100 of them, various sizes, on eBay from that are made in China for like $8. For over 100, maybe 150, maybe 180 fuses for, you know, $10, $11, $12. So all I'm telling you in this particular lesson is you can make an adapter to replace a fuse if you don't have the right size fuse. So what really was the problem? The problem was the relay. So I have a bunch of relays, probably a couple hundred relays that we've went to a salvage yard, and they said, hey, just take this bucket and fill it up, and, you know, for $15 you can have all the relays you want. So we got, you know, maybe $1,000 worth of relays for a few dollars, and put them in mayonnaise, you know, cleaned out, used mayonnaise jars, which is perfect. Take the label off, you can see what's in the jars. That's my favorite storage container for the shop, mayonnaise jars, because it's right size for a lot of things, and they have plastic lids, and they're not glass. It works perfectly for storing items. So there's a couple lessons there. One, check the relay. Two, you can make a fuse adapter and use a less expensive fuse. And three, you can go to a salvage yard and get a bunch of relays that fit various devices that you may have around your house. And mayonnaise jars. Bert, back to you.
And keep in mind there's two types of fuses, fast blow and slow blow, and you generally do not want to use one when the other is required for both safety reasons and also going through a lot of fuses. For instance, if it calls for a slow blow, you put in a fast blow, you might be blowing fuses right and left. And conversely, if it calls for fast blow and you put in a slow blow, you might be getting electrocuted. So just...
Yeah, Bert, correct me if I'm wrong, but these fast blow fuses are darn expensive compared to just a standard fuse.
Is just metal. Slow blow has the more elaborate circuit.
Okay, you're talking about AC. Yeah.
You're
talking about AC. I'm talking about DC. And, for example, a fast blow fuse, 1 amp, which is tiny in terms of electrical capacity, is like $10, $12 for a solar array. That's a lot of money for a little ceramic tubular fuse, 1 amp. Compared to, you could maybe get just standard fuses, same size, that are not fast blow for, I don't know, 15 cents. We'll be right back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.